Are you ready?
But I've been low key.
Hanging low key.
I've been on the low key.
Keep it low key.
Yeah, low key.
I'm so low key.
Low key. Play like to stay low key.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name, Kyle Bowen. That's K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Some people say I say my name wrong, my last name. If that's the case, why blame me? All right, why blame me? That's somebody else's fault. Ingraining that in my fucking head. Don't even know how to pronounce my last name, possibly. It is what it is, though. Okay, today, Loki, Vancouver's only podcast on the Posted Up Network. We're doing things, obviously, a little bit differently. And we have to. I just want to talk. I also don't want to not say nothing, you know? Because I'm guilty of doing that for far too long. And mainly because, may sound like an excuse, but I just don't know much. I'm guilty of needing to learn more. A lot of us on that boat. Because this is not fair. This is not right. A part of the human race has been treated so poorly for so fucking long. I don't even know the number. No, really, I don't know. I don't know shit. I don't know much at all. And I'm so guilty of that. I'm guilty. I know it. It's so interesting how things can turn around so quick and so impactful when it's done fairly. This past weekend, most amazing trip, T-R-I-P, of my life. It felt like that. I was oblivious to everything but my moment for a couple of days. For some reason, in some way, in some fashion, that happened. I was living. It was fucked up. I didn't even know I needed a trip like that. But I was living a life that I didn't even know I was dreaming of, you know? And the most pleasant feeling about those feelings was that it was so simple. Well, it stemmed from something so simple and so small and just in front of me. So it was just one of those weekends. Oblivious to everything but my moment. The weekend was so great that the only people that I texted were my parents. It was one of those. The moment was great. No need to be on the phone. Then Monday hit. And you know, I'm a Twitter fiend. I got the itch to go back on Twitter. Been a Twitter user since what? 2009. 2008. Best app in social media, in my opinion. And reality fairly, once again, hit me. And this time it felt, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. Yo, I saw that SZA tweet, and she said, "Don't make this about you." I'm really trying not to do that. Again, I'm not trying to not say nothing, you know? Because I feel like black people don't deserve that, especially from me. Yo, we're talking about the people who have helped inspire me for years. I've said it many times on multiple podcasts, multiple episodes of Loki, or that hockey podcast. If it wasn't for hip-hop, in 2014, 2015, I don't know. I don't know where I'd be. Now, I'm not saying, you know, life would be done. I'd probably be a teacher or something, but I wouldn't be chasing my fucking dreams. And that's because of hip-hop. Real talk. I've said that many times. Their art inspired me. And most importantly, the people, humans, fucking humans, the friends. My friend, Johnny, I believe he's black. Okay, this dude gave me my shot at being one of the hosts in a local radio station in Vancouver, talking about fucking hip-hop in the city. He didn't have to do that. Real talk. This is fucking real. Okay? This is, for me right now, it finally felt real. Again, I'm guilty. I'm fucking guilty. This is why I'm guilty. This has been happening forever. Forever. I've seen the videos for years. I've seen the tweets for years. I've seen the headlines for years. They all hurt. They're all sad, but what did I really do about it? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. At the end of the day, you know, black people deserve so much, and they're fighting for so much. But as a human, good humans, they should stand beside those who are fighting for justice, no matter what. If that justice is warranted, and it is, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. Just rambling, I know. But I know I'm guilty. Right when those feelings hit, they were just in my mind for a couple days, and I'm not trying to put myself on a fucking pedestal, okay? But I'm able to just, like, forget about things and just move on. It's just something that is important to me. Resiliency, okay? Rick Ross talks about it in his book. I fuck with resiliency. But this kind of stuck for a couple days. And I was trying to figure out why. So I took Loki from Surrey all the way to Burnaby. Loki's my dog, okay? Loki's my dog. The border collie slash lab. Took him all the way to Burnaby. Went on a 2-hour walk just thinking about these feelings. And through all the music I was listening to, through listening to Hines's latest, one of his latest episodes called Power. And through some silence and whatnot, I came to the conclusion. I'm guilty. I'm not being, you know, a good human. Now, there are so many ways to take the next step now, and I know what I'm going to do. This is something that I think a lot of us can do. Learn more. That's somewhere to start. I got a couple books here. Okay, so I got one already. Ordering a couple more. Maybe you'd want to do the same. This is just what works for me. Books. I absorb more from books than the internet, okay? It's just the way it works for Kyle Bowen. Okay, these are the books. First one, Long Walk to Freedom. Nelson Mandela. Again, I don't know anything. Guilty. Don't know anything about Nelson Mandela. Book number two. I believe this may be free online at the moment. The End of Policing. And I'm so sorry. I should have had the authors, but I don't. No producers, no writers, okay? We're doing what we can. Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. The End of Policing. Search it up. I do believe right now online. You can get it for free. Third, The Fire This Time. Fourth, The Fire Next Time. I'm not even sure if these are sequels or prequels. I don't know. I was just told to read one of them. And got it connected with the second. Okay, the fire this time and the fire next time. And for the fifth option, I think I'm going to go with something from that. Yuval Noah Harari. His Sapien series. I think a lot of us have seen it. I'm going to go after one of those. It's just time to learn more. And obviously do a lot more. But again, for someone as, let's be real, naive. And this dumb. At something that is so important. This is where I'm going to start. And it has to happen now. And I hope it leads me in the direction of becoming a better human. Because this is not fucking right. This is some bullshit. This is some fucking bullshit. Man, this is not right, yo. This is not right. This is not right. Yo, we didn't even talk about the Green Bay Packers. Antonio Freeman. Yo, cut the music. Ahmad Green. Donald Driver, Bubba Franks, Antonio Freeman, Al Harris, Charles Woodson, and company. I am not a cheesehead if it's not for these black lives. Inspiring me, yo. I'm guilty as fuck, yo. This is a wake-up call. A huge wake-up call. This isn't right. Gotta be a better human. Starting now. And I emphasize that because even though I'm an optimist, fuck, there's a good chance this may happen again. It's hard for me to say that. And why wait for another time to get involved? That's not doing my part. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. I'm guilty. Kyle Bowen is guilty. Fuck that shit. It's got to change now. Best of luck. Let's hope. Let's get together. Let's support black people. We fucking humans, yo. This ain't right. This ain't right. Should we play some music? I think I saw something from Tion Gibbs. I believe he might have dropped a song in relation to what's going on in the world right now. I hope I'm saying that right. If not, I apologize. But if so, we'll play that at the end of this episode. It is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, hip-hop. I said it earlier, hip-hop. Without it. And you know, it's not saying much. It's not saying much. This podcast gets, what, 10 fucking downloads? It's not saying much, but I wouldn't be getting those 10 fucking downloads without hip hop, without Vancouver hip hop. Let's be real. Let's be real. That was Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Back to regular programming next week. We'll talk about it more. Hopefully have a guest lined up in relationship to it. Let's learn. Let's keep on learning. Peace.
Yeah. Mind told me my answers were hidden knowledge. My pastor told me his vision would reach a profit. I thought I could have them both from what I learned in college. And now I question why I'm counting debt in commas. Damn. They tell me I should trust the process. But how I trust the process, all I see is losses. How I kill the demons, all they wear is crosses. How they killing niggas, but let's believe in progress. Damn. Philando looked just like my brother. Sandra looked just like my mother. They told me not to live with color. But Sandra looked just like my mother. Damn, it ain't shit changed. Kill another nigga with a chain. We are not the same. Tell me how you living through the pain. Tell me how you living through the pain. Yeah. Why the night slaves? You ain't hustling the field and you working for a grave. Yeah. Why the night slaves? If you ain't working in the field, they gon' put you in the grave. Yeah. Modern day slaves, if you ain't hustling the field, then you working for a grave. Yeah.
slaves if you ain't working in the field.